The scripture today is Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 7 from the New International Version. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Tommy, for reading that very hopeful passage for us today on this All Saints Sunday. And I want to say a special welcome to those who are joining us to celebrate their loved ones today, especially Donna, thank you for being here. Mark, thank you for being here. John, Doris, Diane, thank you all for being here to celebrate your loved ones with us today. This is a very special day in the life of our church when we get to remember these special saints who have passed from this world into the one that is coming. And I am very excited about this message and about this text. It is one that I think it just grabs me every time I read it. And I want to invite you to imagine with me. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Use your imaginations today to see these things. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. The one seated on the throne said, See, I am making all things new." You see that? You see those things? Can you imagine them? You know, Revelation chapters 19 through 22, they open up for us a portal, a window into a new world, into another world. These chapters, they carry us from a weary, persecuted community of believers living in the shadow of empires. And those who hear these words, their imaginations look through that portal into a creation that is gloriously renewed. John wants us to see a complete shift in reality. He wants us to let our imaginations awaken with wonder with what lies beyond this world. Just a few weeks ago, on October the 16th, marked the 75th anniversary of C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia. The first book in that series was published at that date, 75 years ago. And Lewis had a way of stimulating our imaginations of other worlds. And Lewis called imagination the organ of meaning. He wrote not merely to entertain us, but to awaken us. He talks about a visionary gleam. This is what his writings inspire, is that visionary gleam, that little ray of light that comes through his readings that helps us to see beyond what currently is. And it opens our heart to holiness. Someone once said that his stories teach us what it feels like to tremble at a lion's roar, to feel it. You see, in Revelation, John does something similar to this. Yet his vision is no fantasy. It is no magical world. But he beckons us to tremble not at Aslan's roar, but at the voice of one sitting on a throne. What he describes is not make-believe, but more real than the world we currently know. A creation without corruption. Beauty without decay. Joy without tears. Heaven is not the end of earth. It is earth reborn under the full light of God's glory. John says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth and a new Jerusalem. You know, right now, in this world in which we live, heaven and earth feel like they are worlds apart, don't they? They feel so separated from one another. But John declares that a day is coming when there will be no more separation. There will be no more sea, he says. No separation. But heaven and earth will be joined together in one new reality. No more reality that is fractured or stained. John says, see, the home of God is among mortals. You see that? No more separation. No more God out there and us here. The true temple will not be made of stone, but of God's very presence with us. John says that God will dwell with them and they will be his people. And where God is, everything else changes. No more tears. John tells us he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. What kind of God does that? Wipes away the tears from your cheeks. The only one that does something like that is the one that comes close enough to us to touch our face. Only a parent does something like that. Only a dearest friend. That's the intimacy of heaven. God so near that He dries your sorrows Himself. No more death. John also says that there will be no more death. That humanity's oldest ache and our longing for life without end, that ache is going to be healed. It's going to be eradicated, removed. Imagine going to that spring of the water of life that he says. And when we scoop and drink from those waters, we drink in the gift of our immortality. We'll never thirst again. We'll never fear death again. John says there will be no more crying, mourning, or pain. Those things will be no more. There'll be no more midnight phone calls that break your heart. No more waiting rooms filled with dread. No more graveside goodbyes. All the things that wound our bodies and our souls, John says those things will be gone. They'll be gone. And then later he says, I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship. But the angel said to me, do not do that. Worship God only. And y'all, that's what we do. That's our response today. We worship God. We worship Him. And John reminds us that wonder and imagination are sacred tools of faith. They help us to hold on when grief clouds our hearts. And when the world we live in feels irreparably broken, we hold on to these promises, these visions. They help us to see a horizon of hope. We may be on the broken side of God's creation, but we know there is hope. The one seated on the throne declares, can't you see it? I'm making all things new. Hold fast. Stay the course. It will happen. Hang in there. And John ends the revelation by allowing us to hear the ache that has echoed in heaven and earth down through the generations ever since the time of Adam and Eve. This ache has echoed. What is it? Heaven calls out to us, come, come. And on our side, we look to heaven and we say, come, Jesus himself, he says, I am coming soon. I am coming. And until he does, we ache. We wait. We call out that ancient prayer of faith, the Aramaic word, one word, Maranatha. You know what that word means? It's a prayer. Come, Lord Jesus, come. That's what we pray. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Let me send you forth with this benediction. Go now with your eyes lifted toward the one who makes all things new. Walk in faith, surrounded by the saints, and live in hope until Christ returns. God bless you.